Hi, welcome to Cutscene. If you're doing this right, you're about to meet three assholes who were promised a simple slice of life anime. I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris. And
Wrong podcast. We also couldn't hear that. Your NVIDIA broadcast is too good.
Yeah, cut you out.
Wrong podcast.
Yeah, wrong podcast. We're not talking about that. We're talking about bowling. Bowling. We're not talking about bowling. And this is the problem.
Talk about this?
Championship or our medals? No, we're not talking about our extra life medals. You know why? Because we're awesome and we know it and we don't need to brag about it. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
That's it. Yeah.
We're not bowlers.
No. You know what? Fuck this anime.
You know what's also not a bowl?
You? Fuck Crunchyroll.
It's not a bowling anime.
I was promised slice of life anime. And yet, no. I got something. Fuck, I don't know, man.
Like, props to Crunchyroll, props to everybody. Like, obviously, I don't think a lot of people are talking about this anime for multiple reasons, but the synopsis doesn't really cover that you're going to be doing time travel. Doesn't cover that it's going to be like, hey, there's going to be trauma dumping for like 10 of the 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Doesn't cover that it's not about bowling, like, at all.
Let me read the synopsis for you. Again, we're watching Turkey, or we watched Turkey, Time to Strike. Maya Tanoshi is a second-year student and the captain of the Ikkokukan School Bowling Club. And recently, she's struggling to win. However, when she scores a turkey, three consecutive strikes, she follows it up with an unbeatable split, the Snake Eyes. This is the story of Mai, Rina, Sayuri, Nozomi, and Nanase as they fight, fall, and rise again in pursuit of victory in the final days of summer. That!
Because that's
nothing to do with that anime.
Maybe like this amount of bit.
That is the first episode for the first like 15 minutes, and that's it!
That has nothing to do with this anime. That synopsis has nothing to do with this anime. That synopsis was written by someone that had no idea about the anime rather than the cover art. That was it.
That's a synopsis written by somebody that watched the first 10 minutes of it. It was like, okay, cool. We'll put this one up. Here's the synopsis. There you go.
I saw some picture on the internet. This is cool.
and we were talking about this before the podcast started, and I need to bring this up. Is when you're looking at all of the fucking images for every goddamn episode, they all look like they take place in modern times. They're wearing the fucking school outfits. There's just regular buildings in the background. Maybe they're at a shrine. It's perfectly fine. Nowhere in here. Nowhere.
They're laying in the grass.
The best thing about this anime.
Get the fucking railing.
The best thing about this anime is how well they kept that secret. Like, unless you really dug in, like, obviously, if you went on like some Reddit thread and just read a synopsis about this, you'd see other people that are probably bamboozled just like we were. But if you weren't trying to read into it, like we normally don't, we don't look into anime before we're watching it, really, you'd have no idea. You just have no idea.
I did call magic was going to happen. Because they showed the unearthing of the ball. I'm like, that ball looks an awful lot like a bowling ball. Mm-hmm. So I did call that in my head. I did not call this.
Hey, I was expecting the magic, some kind of supernatural.
I thought the magic was going to be like some magical girl bowling league now or something like that.
That's what I thought too. Like, oh yeah, they're all going to be magic girls. No, they're not. It's in the past.
They're just bowling. And they don't do anything. They don't get to be better. They don't improve except for like in their own like mental capacity. Like the improvements are just in their like their mental health. Nothing to do with their physical health, really. And or their bowling skill.
Bro.
It was just this is nothing. There's a lot that pissed me off about this anime. I'm not going to lie. But the thing that pissed me off the most. Yeah, the thing that pissed me off the most is that. I low-key was wanting to watch a bowling anime. I was just like, no. I'm excited to see where they go with it. Like, I was thinking like Strikers or what's that soccer anime that was just like Blue Lock? Yeah, Blue Lock.
I could not get into that. That's bullshit.
Even still,
you liked
still, like,
the first season. You liked
there
the
was,
first
no, there was no, a I good never basketball finished the first anime. Season. I thought it was shitty. Yeah. And then it got worse. Aoshi's good.
Yeah, the That's artwork got worse than Blue Lock. Anyways, we're not here to talk about Blue Lock. We're not here to talk about soccer. We're here to talk about what wasn't bowling. There was bowling in the anime.
Yes.
In the most ridiculous ways. Like, it was just like, okay, like, they show up in, like, you know, pretty much the 1200s in Japan. Yeah, and it was just like, hey, yeah, they had bowling, like, but they didn't call it that. It was just weird that they just had it. And, like, no one had any big deals about being like, oh, let's set up bowling pins, let's set up all the bowling jazz, and then let's never really talk about it except for the girls. And it's just like, this is just so weird. And then, like, not to, like, I'm just going to go on this rant for a little bit of how non-bowling this was. But then at the very end, when it was, like, actually about bowling, like, two episodes to play five frames of this fucking, like, game.
Have you played five frames with five people?
True. Fair. Fair. But they're all getting strikes. Yeah. They're all having to get strikes. So, oh, yes. No. Sorry. Yeah. So, like some of the strikes in there are just like, not only are they like improbable, they were impossible. Like Nazumi's like super slow ball. It's just like, I don't know what bowling pins these were, but anytime it just like slow rolls into another pin, it doesn't knock that shit over. And there's like,
they weren't regular bowling pins though. They were ones that they made. I have no idea what the fuck they made.
Super smart. She had the whole science down.
Yeah, she had this mind. Oh man.
No. I was just saying that they weren't regular bowling pins. I don't know what they made them from, but they weren't regular bowling pins at all. I want to know, and actually, first, before I say that, I'll get to one of your points, Jason. They did do a good job of covering it up and retconning it. Basically, the one girl invented the game, decided that she liked it, then gave it to the girl that was supposed to be dead, so no one else would have ever found out about bowling. So at least in that aspect, with the invented bowling thing and whatnot, that's just kind of like they did it for the anime, but it works. The other aspects, though, one, like the girl knew exactly the full dimensions of what everything should be with it. Two, they got that wood that smooth and were able to make it so that it was durable. And they got it set so that it was like the right slickness.
Don't underestimate Japanese ingenuity.
And then,
yeah.
And then off of that,
for the plot, bro,
they did nothing but walk on that bowling lane in dirty shoes, not even regular bowling shoes. They were just fucking tennis shoes. And they're sliding their feet as if they're wearing regular bowling shoes.
They had their bowling shoes with them.
They did.
In their bags.
But let's already forget, like, if anybody from, like, the 1200s were to see an actual bowling ball, their minds would have been fucking blown.
Oh, yeah. They would have thought they were either magic or, like, giant gemstones. Because they would have been like that.
The beginning episode when they're, like, trying to save the trap or the kid or whatever, and like
reverse trap.
Yeah, just like, hey, here's some bowling balls running around and some sparklers and shit, like, what the fuck is going on? Is this ghost?
But, and to your point, Chris, like, that's a good segue for what I want to bring up. The only thing that you used bowling for was like the most inappropriate or outlandish ways to solve problems. Like, just like when the girls were down at the bottom of the cliff and the dogs were all out, she's like, I'm gonna bowl this ball in a way that'll make the dogs go after it. And she's like, there's like a billion different ways that you could just solve this way better, but okay, go for it. Or the girls are just like, oh no, reverse trap is about to be killed. I'll use this comically large boulder to throw it across.
Kind of like a bowling ball.
To then, like, club some guy in the head. I'm just like, there's a billion different ways to solve this better than what you're doing. Yep. But okay, it's just like,
come on, anybody. There was boulder in his head.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to crush your fucking melon, but I won't let him stab you.
Meanwhile, just shot put this, like, 80 pounds of, like, solid stone at your melon. Whatever.
And she did it twice.
That's right, because it skipped on the water. I was just like, Jesus.
Yeah. Like, and they were just trying to do the trope of the big strong girl. I'm like, she didn't look that strong. It's a lot of fucking weight to throw what they made it look like was across the lake at that dude and hit him.
Oh my god. I mean,
hang on, wait. God always comes down with a fucking bowling lane cleaner.
They never even explain that. They even pretend to. Just like, this makes sense.
The girls didn't even say anything about it, too. No. You know that they looked at it and they're like, oh, yeah, that's a lane cleaner.
Just like, got it, and it's spinning. Why is it spinning? Doesn't matter.
Spinning like a fucking beater.
Plot.
I don't know.
I mean, there's so much that I just... The plot made no sense. The plot was nonsensical. Didn't matter. I mean, we found out then at the end of the was just like, oh yeah, it was just like everything we did was actually preordained to happen. It was just part of history already. It was just like, so there was no real point to this. We were always supposed to do this.
It's a paradox is what it fucking is. Right. And they did ruin the timeline before, because that's when they came back and they were all dead for it. Right. So they did ruin the timeline at that. So it did change. They didn't Back to the Future. They did Back to the Future.
They like were Back to the Future, the other people. Like Marty goes back and he starts disappearing. Instead, they just disappeared them and then went back to go save that.
Oh, no, but I mean, like, as far as like the way that they went on the timelines and whatnot, like some people, it's like there's the multiverse theory where it's like you'd be stuck on that line, and other ones are you're stuck on your own line and you just cause these ripples, that type of thing. So they Back to the Future did, because that's what they do in Back to the Future as far as it goes. But yeah, that portion is fucking stupid.
It everything about this was written by like chuds. It was just like, you have no idea what you're writing. You have no idea what's going on. And obviously there's no real time travel. You can't be like, this is real or doesn't make any sense or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, you can at least like stand by some of your guidelines, what they're talking about. Like, she first brought up the whole butterfly effect and all that jazz like that. And mm-hmm. I get what they were trying to do with that. But at least it would have been a little bit more interesting. They showed some variance somewhere.
Yeah.
Like more than just like, oh, everyone's dead. Like, because they went back three times. They only like showed the animation of the giant blank cleaner like twice, but they went back like two or three times. Twice. So it's just like, yeah, no, because they went back the first time and they came back. They went back again and then they came back.
They had to wait. They had to wait until what would have been the mm-hmm. day that they were going to be killed. And then they went back to stop it on that day. Cause they at that point they were like, we're going to have a montage now. And it was a fucking montage. And that was it.
I'm at least happy that they had a montage for the training, because it was just like, if they were training and they actually did it, I would be like, I'm out, I can't handle any more of this.
It's basically like, hey, I watched Your Lie in April once, you know, let's write an anime about, you know, bowling and, you know, time travel.
It really did. Good point, Chris. It really did feel like someone wrote a really lazy time travel anime about discovering your mental capacities for bullshit. And they're just like, and they presented it and just like, hey, I have this time travel anime. And they're like, time traveling is done. And they're just like, what if there was bowling?
I have this bowling like, anime.
Fucking.
And then every one
no
of the.
Every, no bowling.
Every executive. Like,
yeah, it's all.
They read the first 10 minutes of it and they were like, green light, done. And he's like, fuck yeah.
there's no bowling anime. There's none. So, I mean, like, they have the cornered market, and the cornered market is not a bowling anime. It's just like.
Bible anime, that's pretty exciting. Let's do one of those. We'll green light.
I honestly, in the second episode, when they first started talking about their phones and whatnot, I said to myself, if those phones don't die, I swear to fucking God.
That was great. That was great for them to talk about the phones, to talk about the bathroom situation, about going to the bathroom, how, like, as a woman especially, you're kind of like fucked a little bit on how to clean. And then I was not expecting a full episode about menstrual cycles.
Like, I did not.
There's a lot of blood in this anime, and it is not violent at all.
I mean, there was violence.
What's the sense of my
two episodes?
Oh, I think I know what you're
But that
about.
Means that 1/3 of the blood in this anime is not from
all the dead people.
There's just so much to this anime that could have made it, like, even with the situation, the premise that it was, that could have made it, like, to the next level. But it felt like it was just constantly stuck in being like, hey, we want to be the most mid-tier slice of life anime we can in this most ridiculous concept. It's just like, you have this phenomenal stage to do something bonkers, like, even have fun with it. And so just like, no, my parents are dead. My parents got divorced. I don't accept who I am. I have a hard time accepting others. Just like, shut the fuck up.
I'm big.
You are. I'm traveling. Yeah, I'm big. I'm a big girl. It was like, oh my God, you just time traveled. Are you kidding me?
I'm
you
crazy shit.
The thing that pissed me off, first I was annoyed by it, and then I got pissed off, and I forget the blue-haired one's name, but when she finally finds out towards the end of the anime that her teammate has dead parents. Yeah. And she did not know this. She did not know this. What the fuck?
Yeah, actually, I'm an orphan. Wait, what? Have we not talked once this entire, like,
exactly. Yeah. And that's all on her. That's on that beach. Same thing with with her issues that she had with her new brother and sister. That's all on her. Did not like her at all.
I have stepsisters and stepbrothers. I don't like them. Well, my parents are dead, so go fuck yourself.
She's like, oh, rough. That's really rough. I mean, my parents are dead, and that's just even worse than that.
Oh, that sucks like, for
wait,
you.
What?
Oh my god, that's amazing.
And I thought I had it bad when my parents died.
Yeah, okay, all right. Great points, both you guys. Name one character that you liked. Like, there was nobody here that was just like, I want to know more about this person. I didn't care. I didn't care about any of them.
Well,
she was actually the funniest, just because when she strong armed her ex boyfriend, mm-hmm. I was just like hilarious.
Oh, that was great.
Else was just like, who cares? Oh, who cares?
No, the pink haired one, Mai. She, I had to look at it to see what her name was. I was like, Mai. I wanted to know everything behind her for that entire thing because I knew immediately. I'm like, that's a painted on smile. This bitch has issues. She needs to work something through them.
Which they drop at the last episode. Like, I actually want to die all the time. It's just like how I live my life. She's like, okay.
What? Somebody please kill me.
Yeah. I actually don't care if I live or die. Bowling.
Bowling anime. But I care if you live or die. And I care if this club lasts after me. Chips.
That's why turkey and don't get past that.
And they never resolved that, really. Like, the problem was that she would bowl a turkey and then she couldn't get past the split. But then her Rena bowled the turkey and it was just like, I'll go for the head pass. Well, I mean, she passed getting a split. She passed getting a split, not getting past her turkey and split. The problem was that she always got a turkey and then a split.
And a split.
But it wasn't her turkey.
She never got a turkey. Well,
she
split. And it wasn't her fault either, as far as like why she threw
the
split. She
was stabbed in like all kinds of stuff.
They pretty much like they insinuated when she like finally worked through her fact that, you know, her parents are fucking dead and that they were on their way to her bowling championship or competition. They died. I think that they showed like they kind of just like showed that, like, yeah, she worked past it so she can throw strikes. And that's why you knew she was going to throw that fourth strike. Unless you've watched anything anytime, place, you knew that she was going to throw a spare.
Again, just the most mid anime possibly imagine. Like, just like, okay, I get what they're trying to do. And like, okay, they're covering a lot of like traumatic things, and I'm sure I'm not trying to piss on any trauma or anything like that. And obviously, if someone's going through some definite crises, seek help, get all that stuff like that. And if this helped you get through it, I'm happy for you. But this is really just a piss poor way to do that. There's better anime for each and every single. I mean, there's probably anime for each of your traumatic situations.
We've watched better anime that touched on some of these.
One 10 times better anime.
Wonder Egg Priority did a better job.
More traumatic. And I didn't want to say Wonder Egg just because I never wanted to recommend that to anybody. But
I recommend that to everybody.
It was better in dealing with or experiencing and dealing with trauma for sure. But because these were all like very surface level. It was like every single one of your problems, just like, oh, I have dead parents. Just like, oh, you realize it doesn't define you. What? Really? Well, I'm solved. Like, I'm a better person now. I thought I had to carry that burden around with me forever, wherever I went. Thank you, random time jumping magician. I did call it
that it was going to be what's her name's father that was the other traveler back in time, which was just fucking stupid. I really would have rather had
father. You mean her adopted
the glasses girl, the dad, the other time traveler back.
Yeah.
But I actually would have liked it better if she came to terms with her father being an asshole and he actually did leave her. And that would have been a way better way to pull that together. Not her just coming to terms that her father left. Like, no. You gotta come. You gotta get deep into it.
That would require writing skill that this anime did not have.
You know what sucks too? This is a 3.9, 2,000 reviews.
It got high. That's one of the things looked at. It was like, this sounds ridiculous. A bowling anime sounds stupid fun, especially after the great anime we watched just last.
I can picture a 4-star bowling anime, and I would love a 4-star bowling. I can picture it in my head right now.
Dude, give me an anime Lebowski, and I will like cream all over the screen. Like, it'd just be like the best thing on the planet. Make them all girls. Like, you're out of her element, Donita. Like, I don't give a shit.
What do they call nihilists in Japan, though?
Japanese? Oh, it would have been amazing. That would be amazing. And I was all ready for it. I thought it was going to be silly. I thought there was going to be some magical elements, of course. I was expecting Strikers. But it was just not. And it was bonkers for 5 minutes. And then the rest of the time, a snooze fest. And I didn't care about anybody. I didn't care about the story. I don't even really remember what the story's about, because it really just was about, hey, we're all going to save these people. And then we're going to go back to our lives. And we're all going to be better for it.
That's the entire story.
I also learned fucking rulers were dumb as fuck in Japan too back in the day. Just like you always hear about them being dumb as fuck back in the day, like medieval times and stuff like that. It's good to know that they were also fucking stupid. God, the fact that that guy could just randomly make up something, or the ruler would say something and he's like, it has decreed by the god. Like, you didn't call that. You didn't say it beforehand. He said it. They just let that happen. Nothing of that got resolved either. He still went off, dumbass fucking person.
I wanted to fucking cut his fucking head off.
Yeah, Chris wanted our intro to be entire just that. Just about decapitating the guy that didn't get decapitated, but 100% deserved it. There was plenty of decapitation in this anime.
Yes.
A fair amount. More than most, I'd even say.
Yeah. Has a higher body count than a lot of anime that we've watched.
Yeah.
I think it had a higher body count than another. I think so.
Maybe.
Oh, wait. No. I totally no, forgot about the house at the end. Yeah. I forgot about that whole house at the end.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you count the war in the first or the second episode, I guess.
Yeah, so,
but it was clan versus clan, and that was an entire fucking school full of kids. Oh, man, I missed that anime. I should watch it again.
Did you watch Ronin before?
I should watch it with Ronin. There you
go. I don't know. Like, to me, I don't even know what more to even talk about, just because it's just like, I had this whole list of things that I wanted to complain about, but now that I have to be talking about it a little bit, it's just like, yeah, just hammering the fact more and more to it, that it was just like, this is a well-received anime that I think is just riding on the coattails that it's weird in the premise. Because saying it out loud, what it is far more entertaining than actually watching it. And that is, that's it.
It definitely changed my view of it. Talking to these guys too.
Yeah,
Chris hadn't started watching it yet. And we're just like, just watch it. he's like,
I'm almost done with the first episode.
You're almost there, dude. You're almost there. And then, like 20 minutes later, what the fuck?
Ridiculousness.
Oh my god. Yeah. I like that they did the color coding. It made it easy to tell boring girl from boring girl, I guess.
It's true.
Yeah, no, this entire thing, I actually hated it more in that latter half, because I had to watch it with subtitles on, because it wasn't dubbed. So I hated it more because I had to actually pay attention to it.
See, this is a good litmus test for subtitle anime. Like, subtitle anime, you know, especially in this day and age, it used to be that subtitle anime was like the real, and then dub would only go to, like, you know, very popular, very whatever. But nowadays, you know, they're dubbing a lot more stuff, and it's easier to get like everything dubbed. And so now subbing, in my opinion, or when something only remains subbed, I should say, is kind of like that could be or could not be, where it's either going to be like amazing and they don't want to sub it because it's just like too good or too vulgar or too out of this world for the American audiences, or it's dog shit. And unfortunately, this one falls into the category of like, we don't even want to hire voice actors to do this crap.
There's the third, in which case it had such a low budget because of the studio as well that they couldn't afford it. And it came out, and like when people bought the rights, they only bought the Japanese version.
Which is the fortune of Lisa Witch.
That's smaller, it's dubbed,
but they ended up at episode 8 because they ran out of money. I think it was Lava, it was dubbed, but that was a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't really think of anything else to say about the Sunset. But then I got catfished.
Yeah, I think we all got it was fun while it lasted. If they opened to a sequel, if this was a 24-episoder, There's no way. There's no sequel. Thank God. There's no way they're gonna make a sequel. So I'm just like, fine. You know what? For what it was, it was there. It was an anime. That is Turkey, an anime.
And the Hallmark fact that
anime.
Yeah, the fact that the glasses girl, like from what they tell about how smart she was, the fact that she couldn't pinpoint that their entire thing was a paradox.
Yeah, the first time you go back and nothing's changed because you're changed a fuck ton. Like, I don't give a crap how much you thought you were air. You were fucking not. And the fact that they didn't come back and be like, everyone's now like talking in like floating cars and shit like that. You should have been like, oh, no, this matters. We're good.
No, they should have. They showed it as like the most minuscule thing. Like, now these people died instead of, you know, doing it. That was it. And it's like, it didn't matter. And I thought that was actually kind of worse in that aspect, because it showed that, like, who fucking cares about these sisters? They're not even a footnote. Well, now they're a footnote in history, but before that, they weren't even a footnote in history, and they obviously didn't do anything to shape any of this.
Right.
So it's like, why? Doesn't make any sense. But the whole paradox thing about the fact of that they had to go back in time in order to start the ability for them to go back in time. And I hate it when they do that in anything, movies, TV, any of those pieces for it, where it's like, you are the one that pushed your dad's dick into your mom's vagina. You wouldn't be born without that happening. You did it. Anyways, I think we can give this a great go.
Yep.
It's a 4.5. The animation wasn't super great in it. It wasn't like anything that I would write home about. They could have done more like stylish stuff with the bowling scenes, but instead they only did one stylish scene with the bowling scene, and that was at the end of the fucking anime. If they made them all look like that, it would have been cooler. Would have liked that. Stories were meh within it, and I had to watch it subtitled and fucking pay attention to every goddamn second of this anime.
Nothing wrong with subbed, unless it's a crappy anime. Okay.
My little puppy off of my webcam.
Puppy. Yeah, I'll agree. I apologize. Like, this was mine. I thought it was going to be completely different. I will try to do better next time, guys. But like I said, this is the most mid anime I've seen in a long time. So it gets a 5 for me. It's mid. I have no opinion high or low about this damn thing. I will forget it the second this podcast is over.
Jason wanted a palate cleanser. He got something else.
Hey, I feel my mind is empty now, so I feel great.
Who knows what in this? Man, let's see. I'm trying to go back. What yours? Okay, no. May I ask for one final thing?
It was fun.
It is my turn. It is Chris's turn. Yeah, that one was good. Gashakuta. Was Gashakuta?
That was Chris's. Oh, no, that was yours.
Chris. That was mine. Yeah, no. That was mine. Yeah,
that was yours.
And then we watched the second half of Gashakuta, or second season for it. I'm just like going through, and I'm like, which one did Chris or did Jason do? Ninja and Assassin Under One Roof. Okay, Jason's had a good string, everybody. Ninja and Assassin Under One Roof was awesome.
That was awesome. That was great.
My dear friend Nobutan was also awesome. So, all right, we will cut you a little slack. Jason, you have had a good run so far. All right, what do you score it though, Jason?
I said 5. Like the most mid anime I possibly could. Yeah.
Chris?
Sorry, I didn't rebute my voice meter because you guys were sounding real whitey. I was a little higher in the beginning than I talked to you. It's just gone like tanked. Maybe five.
What were you going to give it before? What were you going to say before?
Probably pretty high, but
no. If you do it.
No,
no,
you're your own. Come on, man.
No. You guys pointed out all the issues with it, and like, yeah, you're right. So
yeah, but if you liked it, liked it, man, say it. Like we've had this issue before. Jason and I really liked the fucking anime, and you fucking gave it a 2.
No. Now I see what it is. Like, no, it's like it's budget. Your Lie in April.
Yeah, so barely.
Like, yeah, but I cried in Your Lie in April. Comparing I didn't want to cry.
Your Lie is the biggest compliment you could have even given it.
Yeah. That's
it was just like, here's trauma. So it's Hallmark, you know, Your Lie in April.
But what were you going to give it? What were you going to give it before, Chris? Come on. You had a number in your head. We're not going to.
You liked it.
You're in a safe space, bro.
I liked it.
And I had that problem with the back rooms. I had only like a couple of things that I was nitpicking on it. And I was like, I can forgive it, though. It was pretty good. And then I started talking to one of my coworkers about it. And we were going back and forth on things. And I was like, that was a shit movie.
Initially, probably like maybe an 8, but
okay, right. An 8.
That's okay.
But, you know, no, I like those kind of like, you know, Hallmark movies, like stuff like that. So it was like, yeah, you know,
that's okay. And that's the point. That's why we want to drag that out of you, Chris. Because we're all different.
You poke these holes. I'm like, yeah, you're right. This is shit.
Dude, I can convince you that anything is shit. Come on.
I don't know about that.
If I learned enough, I could convince you that the U.S. men's national team was shit. But I don't know enough. I don't know enough about soccer.
You don't have to convince me.
All right. So Chris chose the next one. And I pronounce it all as one word? Because it shows as all in one word and everything.
So. I think so.
Meritsaxon. That's it. Yeah. It's Meritsaxon. By the way, on the logo, it does look like an A. So it looks like marriage taxon.
I'm going to tax that marriage, bro.
It is all one word, everybody. So like, when you look at it on Crunchyroll, they usually have, you know, spaces in there of everything for it. And it's all capital letters, marriage toxin.
Marriage toxin. Marriage toxin. Yeah.
Marriage toxin.
Toxin.
Marijito toxin. Yeah.
You're in luck, everybody. Good job, Jason. So if this one ends up not being very good too, then we have that. This one's got a little bit more promise. It's got a 4.6 out of 22,000 reviews on Crunchyroll. So it's a little bit closer. But we've had 4.8s that we fucking hated. So
it'd be good
for Century.
Palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Hopefully. A palate cleanser for our palate cleanser.
Hopefully.
It's our second throw. That's what this is.
It's like second throw.
The anime. The podcast. It's
always a second throw.
Oh, my God.
God, so perfect.
All right. For centuries, the deadly arts have been perfected by masters, and 5 great families hold the greatest power and influence. Hikaru Gero, an heir to the Gero family, lives in the underworld as an elite assassin. When his sister is pressured to produce an heir, Hikaru asks Mai Kinozaki, a brilliant marriage swindler, to find him a bride. The most challenging mission in life begins. What the fuck is a marriage swindler?
Well, it's a swindler that goes back in time for some reason.
And it fucks your mom.
Meets your mom in a bowling alley.
It's gonna be a dating anime, everybody, but probably the weirdest dating anime that we'll have seen in a while. And I don't know, Chris let something slip to us, but I'm not gonna say it. I want everybody else to be surprised as well with it. Oh, man. Okay, that's it. Thanks a lot, everybody. Jason, get us on out of here.
All right. Let's get out of here because holy shit, that was a crazy anime and not a great one. I apologize if you're first time listening to us. Please go back and listen to our whole catalog. We have a lot of really good anime out there, but the only way we're going to find them is if you let us know. So please email us, cutscene@ibeatitfirst.com. We would love to hear anime suggestions from you that we would think that we would love, hate, or should just watch because for no other reason, just to hate ourselves. Who cares? We'd love to hear from you about that. You can also tell us if you thought this is the best anime you've ever seen. Turkey is your lifeblood and it showed you how to be a better bowler. please email us, cutscene@iUniverse.com. We would love to hear from you. And we'd love to hear your thoughts and everything like that. Please, anybody, you can read out, you can reach out. We would love that. While you're emailing us in love or hate, please be sure to check out our website, iUniverse.com. I'm doing some crap to it slowly, but it's there. And you can check out all of our other podcasts that we have. We have this one, Cutscene, which you're listening to, which we talk about anime. We have our I Beat It First podcast, which is just Eric and I talking about video games and tech shit, which is a lot of fun and just random stuff. We should really just call it Tangents, the podcast, because ultimately we're just yelling at each other for no reason. We also do have
like two old guys on soapboxes.
We are very old men shouting at clouds, the podcast. It should be the name of that one. We also have our
our fourth one.
Yeah, right. And you coming soon. And I mean, when can we retire? Because that's what it's gonna be. We also have patch notes, which is where we talk to small-time indie developers. We only have a few in there, but they're all actually very entertaining and very fun to get a little bit more of an insight into what it means to be a small-time indie dev. A lot of fun information to have there. So check out our website, check out our podcast. Do all the likes and subscribing that you want to do, because we'd love to hear from you. But yeah, send us an email and don't judge us on Turkey.
No, judge Turkey is that. And you know what? You brought up a very valid point.
Judge us on Knights and Magic.
Oh, God. Don't judge us on that either. You brought up a very valid point in there. I want to get that out there. They could have at least been like explaining what bowling, like different things of bowling, like the different ways that you could throw the ball and all that shit. Never did any of that either.
No, listen to a bowling anime.
I know, but it was so fucking bad. All right, thanks a lot, everybody. We'll see you guys in roughly a month for Marriage Talks.
Bye-bye. Bye. Good luck for your day.